وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين ثم آمين. To your beautiful duas, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Sahib. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Muna Rumi rahmatullah alayhi today discusses some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a story of the mourning tree, or this tree that was crying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially used to lean upon the trunk of a date palm while delivering the sermon in the mosque in the masjid in Madinah Munawwara. Later, when the tree was cut to make way for the construction of a solid minbar, the date palm trunk began to cry out aloud like a child cries on being parted from its mother. This pillar was known as Ustuwani Hannana. It was deeply grieved that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would no more lean against it. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi refers to this crying and mourning in these lines. Because of being parted from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pillar of mourning began crying bitterly, just like a rational human being. Through this crying, the companions were surprised and astounded that this wooden trunk, in all its length and width, was crying so bitterly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "O pillar, what is it you desire?" So the pillar replied, "O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sorrow of being parted from you is turning my life to blood. Being parted from you is causing my life to be burnt up inside me. And through this burning sorrow, why should I not cry and lament? After all, you are the life of the universe. I used to be your leaning place. Now you have parted from me, and in my place you have chosen another sitting place." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "O blessed pillar, do you wish that I pray to Allah that you remain a green and fruitful tree, and that everyone of the east and the west should derive benefits from eating your fruits? Or do you desire something of the hereafter, and to always remain green and fresh?" So the pillar of mourning, the crying pillar, replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I desire everlasting bounty from Allah." Now Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives advice. He says, "O you mindful and negligent ones, listen to this. You should take a lesson from the piece of wood. You, being human, are attracted to this temporary world and turning your back upon the hereafter, whereas that mourning pillar is giving preference to the everlasting bounties over temporary and passing pleasures. Just being a wooden pillar, to us it seems like it's an inanimate object, but it also felt the pain of parting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much pain should we feel if we are distant from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We need to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Mubarak sunnahs." Thereafter, the wooden pillar of mourning was buried under the earth, so that like mankind, it will be raised up on the day of resurrection for its reward. So we must take note that the crying of this pillar of wood was one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he conversed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there's a story, Maulana Rumi rahmatullah says, of the miracle of the gravel pebbles. Once Abu Jahl had some gravel pebbles hidden in his hand. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "If you are truly Allah's messenger, tell me what I have in my hand. You inform people of things from beyond the heavens. Therefore, it should be easy for you to tell me what is in my hand." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Shall I inform you of what is in your hand? Or should the things in your hand themselves tell you who I am?" So Abu Jahl retorted and he said, "I would like both things." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are six pebbles in your hand." Then at the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every one of the pebbles began to recite the Kalima Shahada. When Abu Jahl saw this miracle, he became so angry that he threw the pebbles hard on the ground and turned to go home. So may his head remain covered in dust. The accursed one remained blind to the truth, and his eyes were like that of the accursed Iblis, who saw Nabi Adam alayhi salam as a mere being created of dust. He could not see the soul which was crowned with the crown of prophethood. Of that he was completely unaware. So when a person is shut to the truth, then he will never ever accept the truth. That is why we must open up our hearts for the hidayah that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the nur that comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and emanates through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mubarak actions. If we embrace this and we open our bosoms and our hearts, inshallah all this will come into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing, you know, the value of our deen, the value of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows what would have been, you know, our situation had we not been guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was definitely a rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy not only for us Muslims, but for the entire universes. That was our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest ranks of Maqam Mahmood, which is deserving of him. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.